This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch two satellites from its spaceport in Sriharikota tonight to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit. Its reliable warhorse launching vehicle, PSLV-C60, will place two satellites, STX-01 and STX-02, in a 476-kilometer circular orbit and attempt the space docking experiment. Our correspondent reports that the mission is essential for India's space ambitions, such as Indian on Moon, sample return from the Moon, and building and operation of proposed Bharatiya Antariksh Station. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold pre-budget consultations with trade and industry leaders today. During the meeting, India Inc. is expected to pitch for measures to boost consumption, which is the largest component of GDP, to support high growth. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. He will attend the annual function of the Srimad Rajchandra Ashram at Sri Dharampur Tirth in Asura, during which he will participate in Mahamastakabhishek ceremony at Raj Sabhagriha. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to Qatar from today. During the visit, he will meet the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said the visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations as well as the regional and international issues of mutual interest. India has crossed an extraordinary milestone as its foreign exchange reserves have surged past $700 billion, placing the nation at the fourth position globally. Over the last decade, the total foreign direct investment inflows were around over $709 billion. Our correspondent reports that India has jumped from 71st in 2014 to 39th in 2018 on the Global Competitiveness Index, highlighting advancements in infrastructure, market size, and innovation. Life was hit in several places of Punjab due to a bunt by farmers seeking legal guarantee of minimum support price for their crops. Rail and road traffic was crippled and commercial establishments remained shut in many places in the state. Farmers staged dharnas on several roads, throwing commuter traffic out of gear. The railways has already announced cancellation of 150 trains. The bunt is being observed from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Still in Punjab, 30 bonded labourers have been rescued by joint teams of Punjab and Bihar police along with the members of an NGO, Bachpan Bachao Andolan. These include three minor girls and seven women. The victims were forced into bonded labour in a Kapurthala-based potato farm for long hours on meagre emoluments. They were also allegedly mistreated by the contractor. The Met Department has forecast a significant drop in minimum temperatures across North India in the coming days. Cold wave conditions will prevail in isolated pockets of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan. Meanwhile, hill stations of Himachal Pradesh are gearing up for New Year celebrations as a large number of tourists are visiting Shimla and tourist destinations to celebrate. However, due to 7 days of national mourning, cultural programs will not be organized this time. In cricket, Australia registered a 184-run victory over India in the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. India were all out at 155 runs in their second innings on the final day today, while chasing a target of 340 runs. Yashasvi Jaiswal scored the highest, 84 runs for India. For Australia, Pat Cummins and Scott Boland took 3 wickets each. Earlier, Australia were bundled out for 234 runs after resuming their second innings at the overnight score of 228 for 9 this morning. In Santosh Trophy football, West Bengal knocked out the defending champion Services 4-2 in the semi-final at the GMC Balayogi Stadium in Hyderabad last night. This is Bengal's 47th entry into the final. While it won the trophy a record 32 times, it will take on Kerala in the final at Hyderabad tomorrow. Kerala defeated Manipur 5-1 in the other semi-final yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.